Jack the Ripper. Few names in history are as instantly recognisable. Fewer still evoke such vivid images. Noisome courts and alleys, hansom cabs and gaslights, swirling fog, prostitutes decked out in the tawdriest of finery, and silent, cruel death, personified in the cape-shrouded figure of a faceless prowler of the night, armed with a long knife and carrying a black Gladstone bag. The Victorian murderer who slew a handful of women in London's East End has become a worldwide symbol of terror. His fame celebrated in story and song, on the stage and on film, in art and in opera. Robert Bloch, the American author of Psycho, has said that Jack the Ripper belongs to the world as surely as Shakespeare. It is not an undue exaggeration. But why our perennial fascination with the Ripper case? After all, tragic and gruesome as his crimes undoubtedly were, they are by no means unique or even spectacular in the lengthening role of serial murder. The victims were comparatively few. They were drawn from only one small class of the population, and they were slain within an area less than a single square mile in extent.